The Eulalia dipped its prow to the heaving sea, bucking playfully as it rose, dropping to meet the next wave. Every scrap of sail canvas was taut as the breeze whistled through the rigging. Gorath the Flame stood in the bows, with Cilixa watching the majestic mountain growing larger with every moment. Gorath wiped a big paw across his eyes.
Salamandastron. It's like a dream. If only my old grandparents could have lived to see it.
The slender badger maid patted his shoulder.
They did their best for you, and you lived to see it for them. That would have made them happy.
Hawkwill trundled by, holding the sword of Martin over his shoulder so that he would not trip. The young hedgehog swept off his floppy hat in an elaborate bow.
Good day, friends. The weather's holding fair, I trust.
Cilixa smiled at him.
It is indeed, Captain. And how are you today, pray tell?
Revelling in his role as shipmaster, Hawkwill replied.
Well, marm, exceeding well, as is all me gallant crew, except an old Rangval who swears he ain't long for this world. Still, you know what us saltwater beasts say. He's far better on land, be it soil, rock or sand, and quite good up a tree, but he don't like the sea.
Rangval the Rogue was the only beast aboard to be seasick. The wretched squirrel lay on the afterdeck, swathed in a mass of blankets. Maudie bought him a beaker of fresh water.
Golly, you look like bloomin' death, mate. Try a sip of this. 'Tis only water, but it might help, what?
He pushed the beaker away with a plaintive groan.
What did you say? Get it out of me sight, darling. Sure, and wasn't it water that's got me this way? Water going up and down, back and forward, side to side, rolling and slapping and never stopping. Me old body be dead by the time we make land. No need to dig me a grave, no. Just toss me old remains anywhere, up in a tree or down under grass. Sure, there's not a beast that'll notice me. Being so green, I'll blend right in.
Hosbull was passing by. He shook his head sorrowfully.
It's been a pleasure knowing you, Rangval, me old mate. Would you like to do me a parting favour, seeing as you're dying?
The rogue squirrel managed a weak smile.
Anything for you, me old gowsome messmate, name it.
Osbill replied promptly.
Those good daggers you always carry, could you let me have them now? Just save us all arguing over them when you're gone.
Cilixa arrived in the nick of time. She helped Maudie to restrain Rangval as he tried to hurl the blades at Osbill, ranting furiously.
Let me at the villain. I'll give him in eyes, sure enough. One through his black heart, one through his fat pot-bellied, and then one more through his thieving pores.
He appealed piteously to the young badger maid.
It ain't bad enough having to die of the seasickness, miss, but that blackguard wants to rob me lovely daggers.
Cilixa took a small flask from her belt purse.
Die of seasickness? Nonsense. A good swig of my medicine should put paid to that. Open your mouth.